What's going on, beautiful people? This is Mr. No Excuses and my man Jay.
What's going on? What's going on?
With another episode of the Hidden Truths Podcast, where we provide therapy through conversation, restoring trust and community advocacy, one conversation at a time. What are those skeletons you've been hiding in your closet? What are those uncomfortable conversations that you need to have that may be holding you back from your progress? The more we talk about it, the more we communicate openly and honestly about it, the more we can start trusting each other. The more we start trusting each other, the more we can start building and growing with each other. So that's what we're here to talk about with the Hidden Truths Podcast. Be sure to check us out and subscribe. We're available on all social media platforms and all listening platforms. Hidden Truths Podcast. I knew you were trouble when I met you, but I couldn't resist. Sincerely, your food crush. So our community spotlight this week is going out to Bites with Beauties, a group of three beautiful ladies that have decided to start their own restaurant and foodie entrepreneurial endeavor. So you can check them out on IG, Bites with Beauties, and you can follow all the different restaurants that they're going to, menu reviews, food reviews. If you're ever looking for an idea of where to go in Charlotte and surrounding areas, be sure to check them out. Tell them Hidden Truths sent you. So Jay, what's the good word for today, my brother?
Well, this would be something that resonates with a lot of people, because it sure resonates with me. I know it resonates with E, resonates with our guest today, Corey. Glad to have you back in the building, man.
I appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank y'all
for
having me.
Yes, sir. We're talking about finding balance. Not talking about on a balance beam. Not talking about, you know, out here, you know.
Not with them keys.
With them keys. But just find a balance on everything that you put on your back in life. Just what all you got going. So we're going to jump straight into this one, because this will be a good one today. I'm going to start with Corey. I know E's going to go down a list that might take our whole hour. When you look at your life right now, Corey, you'd be like, man, what? Give us a rundown of everything you're involved in that takes up your time, that may stress you, that may make you happy. Just what all is on your back?
You got, of course, you got the 9-to-5 job.
Right, right.
You got
right.
That. Then you got my business that I'm working on, right, with the camera stuff and, you know, educating myself with that, just grooming my craft.
Voice TV for y'all.
Yeah, so let's get deep into this now.
Yeah.
Let's say what it is. Let's let people know.
Like, yeah. Voice TV. So
so what is Voice TV?
Man, basically, man, it's just like it's going to be a platform for like everybody. Like, the reason I came up with the name Voice TV is that, you know, when you look at social media, everything is just so fake. And you don't need a verified check or a blue check or anything or a lot of followers for your story and your experiences to resonate for somebody else. You know, someone can always take something from you. And a lot of time, I just think dialogue, we are lacking that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people aren't using their voices. So that's why I came up with that. So right now, you know, I do video and still shots. So you can have your voice in with both of them. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I'm growing, man. So that's basically what Voice TV is, man.
Dope. Okay.
Yeah, so that, I'm into, like, starting to learn how to like work on houses and stuff.
Dope.
So a buddy of mine,
renovation type stuff.
Yeah, renovation. Okay. So a buddy of mine, he actually he does that for a living. He flips houses for a living, and he got a foreclosure home that like I moved into, and we're fixing it up as we go, as I'm there. So we about to like put some new cabinets in there. We gonna put another bathroom in there. Moving like the water heat stuff I've never done. I don't necessarily know if it's going to be something that I want to do, but just having that knowledge can save me money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, no one can't really get nothing over on me. Like, hey, we're going to charge you this. And it's like, nah, I can do that myself. So even if it just leads to that, man, I think it's just good information and just something good, you know, to have, you know, in my back pocket. So I got that going on. And then just relationships with, like, people, man. You know, just in general, just try to keep up with people. Trying to do a better job about just staying in contact with people, because, man, you know society right now, life is just so reactionary. So we just, you know, moving so much, we just reacting. A lot of times we not sitting back and just making decisions and just, you know, slowing down. So I'm doing a better job about, like, communicating, because it's like, it's not like that I don't want to do it, but we just get caught up with everything, right, you know, the everyday grind and stuff, man. So that's taking up time and stuff now too, man, and learning myself, man, and just growing and just evolving. Yeah, man. So each day, man, I just try to spend some time with myself, just try to grow as an individual and just be a better person, man. You know, talk to, you know, God, the universe, or whatever. However you want to, you know, describe it, and just build, man, for real. That's just kind of like what I've been on.
So, E, what we just heard, let's break this down. We heard therapy. We heard general contractor.
Yeah, GC.
Right. We heard photography.
Photography,
videography.
I like all terminology, though. Yeah, I mean, like,
we're gonna big it up, man.
You see this list, right?
Man, this is great, man. Like, man,
that's a hell of a resume.
My resume and portfolio is
crazy,
like,
man.
Off the chain right now.
You hear that?
I always sitting over there like, who y'all talking about? Right now?
I just said that. I didn't think I said all that.
that's crazy, man. I mean, but that's real.
Yeah,
right.
So I'm gonna get back to you, Corey. We gotta break that down even more and get into what you're doing. But Ian, okay, the man with so many things. So many things going on. Let me see if I can do this. So we got E.
You're trying to go down the list.
I'm trying to go down the list. I'm known this dude. This is my brother right here. Let's see. Let's start off with the 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. No, I'm sorry.
I was going to say that for last. Yeah. Start from most important to least important.
you know, funny thing about
I guess
that
I
is.
Did that too.
I guess I go least important first because it's least important. So why not get that out the way? Get that out the way. Going to better things. So that's out the way.
Done.
We got the book.
Yep.
The book.
Why You Can't Lose Weight. The Blueprint for Healthy Living just dropped 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
You can order it on the website, noexcusesjustresults.com.
Uh-huh.
You know, do that plug.
Give us a little short synopsis of what it is about so people know.
Okay, so.
Short.
It's going to be very short. The Blueprint for Healthy Living is breaking down all the foundational reasons and misconceptions that people have when it comes to trying to live a healthier lifestyle. It's not just about another workout plan or exercise plan, but it's how you can navigate and make better decisions that help you become a better version of yourself.
Dang.
Okay.
All right.
We're not done yet, though. That's what's crazy. Speaking engagements.
Yeah, speaking engagements. So, yeah, my very...
Hold on. Let me. I got to back up. I can't forget this with the book. Don't you have...
the exercise cards.
Exercise cards. So, explain that.
So, the exercise cards... Each card, it's a standard deck of cards, but each card has a different exercise and a different number of repetitions or amount of time in which you ought to perform that card. So one of the biggest reasons people say they don't work out is because they don't have time or can't make it to the gym. Well, these cards, all body weight exercises, calisthenics, that could be done in the comfort of your own home.
See? Oh. Boom. And I wasn't even hitting on that one. I was actually talking about the things that go with the book, the online courses.
So that's available through the website, membership-based platform. So you either pay monthly or annually to have access to the courses broken down in 2 sections, mind and body. Train your mind, train your body. You get those two things in line, you can accomplish anything.
Okay, let's not forget about the speaking engagements.
Yeah. So the speaking engagements. So, yeah, that was when I did the book launch, the book release. That was my first actual opportunity to... do an actual speaking engagement. I had a great time, got a lot of good feedback from it. But yes, speaking engagements, not only just speaking about getting in shape, but again, going back to my whole mantra of health and wellness and teaching people to train your mind and make better decisions that can help you become the better version of yourself.
The podcast.
Yes, the Hidden Juice Podcast.
Yes.
You're listening and tuned in right now.
Yes.
Could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us.
Yes, sir.
We love you for it.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, Hidden Juice Podcast, for those who don't know, we call it therapy through conversation. Rebuilding our communities, because one of the things that's lacking is that we don't talk to one another enough. Like Corey was just mentioning, everybody kind of stays in their own zone. We have our own false perceptions, which a lot of times leads to distrust between each other. How can I build with you if I don't trust you? Well, how can I trust you if we're not talking? And we're not talking because we're not having real conversations. So with Hidden Truths Podcast, we want to pull those skeletons out of the closet and talk about those different topics that people tend to shy away from. Because once we start talking, communicating, now we can really start building and really flourishing within our communities?
Multifamily.
Yeah, multifamily. Still scratching the surface on that, but that's going to be up and running and really get my hand in that. Starting next year.
And just so you don't know, that's...
So that's apartment investing.
Yeah, investing in multifamily homes, something me and Evan talking about for a while. He, I know he took some time to educate himself so he can start building his investment portfolio into not just, you know, the regular, you know, investments we have out here, but actually something a lot of people don't do, investing in multifamily apartments and stuff like that.
Right, because my
man E on that one. Did I miss anything, E?
Yeah, a couple of things.
See?
Actually, you did.
By the way. Hold up.
Yeah. Two more things. So Supreme Kings, that's a nonprofit mentoring organization. Me and my partner, Mr. Bomani McLaughlin, we do that every Friday at Arbor Glen Rec Center here in Charlotte, North Carolina. We teach the disciplines of the lost arts, is what he likes to call it. Holistic health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit connection. So each Friday is a different platform. We work with elementary to middle school and on up to high school boys, primarily young black boys. I do a session on health and wellness, obviously. Yesterday, we did a chess segment. So we do that once a month as well, teach them how to play chess. Yoga is another part of the program, and then STEM. And so we have people from the community come in and volunteer their services to teach each of those core areas. Then also, yesterday, I did my first session as a success coach. So again, I'm working with a different group of young kids, but it's a similar platform to where I'm teaching them. I'm using my platform in health and wellness to kind of help navigate them to be able to make better educational decisions, better fitness decisions, and just better academic decisions that can help get them on the right track to living a successful lifestyle, whatever that may be for their for what they want to do. That's it.
All right, Corey. So I got to break this down for you now. So we have a partner of a nonprofit, author, motivational speaker, success coach, investor, and a podcast personality.
Man.
Damn.
Damn, man.
Did I miss anything? That kind of summed that up?
Man, you probably did.
Did I miss anything?
I think that covers all the bases.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that covers all the bases.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure, you know, don't want to miss nothing. Do you hear that podcast where my man is in, he has his hands everywhere. I've known this man for years and I still got it wrong. I tell you, I like it though. I like it. That's dope, man.
All right, so we're going to switch this up. We're going to bring it to my man Jay over here. So obviously, common thing, you know, you got the 9 to 5.
You notice I didn't even put that in the note. I ain't say, you know, work for the man or corporate.
Yeah.
I didn't say that for you. I left that out. Just invest in everything else. So,
Yeah. That's just 9 to 5. So, right, boom, right, we got right, that right. out the way.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, he had a icy shop.
Yeah, shaved ice.
Yeah, had a shaved ice shop off of Park Road Shoppers in a very prestigious location.
Uh-huh.
Did his thing with that. You got the app coming out, app development.
Yep, I have Bridges.
So tell us about Bridges.
Bridges is a platform that allows people with expertise in different areas to monetize their expertise and actually show it in a live video classroom session type thing. So where you as a user can come on and say, hey, I want to learn how to do a particular subject, and find somebody with that particular expertise and link up with them from anywhere, from any mobile device, and actually learn and ask questions in live, real-time sessions. So that actually should be dropping. I want to say we have a release date of February, so that will be coming out really soon. I'm actually just started working on another app that's going to be able to let you monetize your following on social media platforms to make money from small businesses looking to market their businesses out. So that actually be coming out next year as well.
No doubt. What am I missing? I know I missed something.
Well, let's see. I also because of my boy E, you know, and a couple of my other brothers that have written books out here. I actually started writing my book this year.
Started writing the book. That's right. Yep. That's right.
Called The Honestpreneur, which should be out next year. I'm really, really pushing
it. Say that title again.
Honestpreneur.
Okay, so break down what Honestpreneur is.
Basically, in my life so far, I have learned that my true passion has been led me to business and entrepreneurship. And one of the things that I have learned through the years is that a lot of people don't know the honest truth about entrepreneurship. And so what I wanted to do was write something or give somebody the ability to know from my background what it is and the honest truth about being an entrepreneur, the hardships. I want people to know that, hey, it's not easy out here. So I want to give them the real in entrepreneurship and business.
I love that title too. Today was my first time hearing you say what the title is, but I love that, The Honestpreneur.
That's dope.
Yep.
So obviously the theme of today is finding balance. So all of us have several things that
So don't forget, I got another podcast coming out.
Yeah, you got another podcast
called Road to My Success, which we're gonna have every podcast. We're gonna have a new business owner on it, telling how they got to where they are in their business. Make sure I do my investing as well. Actually, I've been talking to E a lot about trying to get investing into multifamily as well. So hopefully, my man won't forget about me and teach me the same lessons.
Follow the road, baby. Follow the road.
That's it. That's it. That's it. And like you said, it's also, we didn't mention this with E, but you know, he's supposed to mention the other things, but maybe business is the only thing he has on his back. But you know, you have relationship stuff. I have that going on. You know, family, you have so many other things that, you know, you have to add to that plate. You know, I mentioned a lot of business, but you know, you got just your home stuff, you know, work stuff is always work stuff, but that's the things that's on my back along with this. So imagine you got all that stuff and trying to figure out, how do I carry it all? Right. So go ahead, E. Now that leads, and I guess what you were saying, E.
Yeah, with all the things that we have on our plate.
Oh yeah, and my speaking engagement. I will be trying to do speaking engagements for the entrepreneur, and speaking on business and entrepreneurship to teach others what I've learned as well. So yeah, I will be doing that too. Can't forget about that. That's big.
Now I'm start doing speaking engagements as well.
Why not? Sure. Why not?
Well, if you do the speaking engagements, who's gonna record it?
Damn. Just deflated his bubble for speaking engagements.
Definitely did. Yeah. I've done a couple of speaking engagements, but yeah, that was in the past.
That's all right. What you were saying, E, before get on my soapbox about what you forgot.
I mean, are you done now? Just let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. So, for the third time. With everything that we have on our plates, how do you brothers find balance so that the scale isn't always tipped completely on the business and hustle and entrepreneurial side, and you're still finding time to take care of your mental wellness, your physical wellness, your relationships with family, friends, significant others? How do y'all balance that out? And I'll start with you, Jay.
I don't. And the reason I say it is just being honest, because like right now I'm learning. Gotcha. I can't say I honestly know how to do it yet, because it's tough. Mm-hmm. It's tough because sometimes when you have passion in things, it kind of overpowers a lot of things, and you really strive for that, man. When you know something that your heart loves, I mean, when if you really look, if you're a sports person and you look at like Michael Jordan's past, and you'd be like, man, how did he play at such a level or so hard? When you have a passion for something, some of those things go out the window. Like when people was like, he played at, was it game 6 when he had the flu?
Yeah, the flu, something like that, championships.
And I know when I had the flu, I ain't want to do nothing. Fuck just that. I'm out. Y'all got to win this championship by yourself. But for somebody to have such like you said, eternal vision, that's what gets you to that point. And a lot of times my tunnel vision for my business accolades and my entrepreneurship takes me out of knowing how to be equal. And so that's an honest answer. When you ask me, I really don't know yet, but I really am trying to learn. Gotcha. Because you will fall. You will hurt. You will hurt some of the things you're really trying to do if you don't have an equal balance, because it will hinder that. Because a lot of times you're going to go without something, and then it's going to start hurting something else, and then it leads to other things. So
we'll circle back to that.
No problem.
Yeah. So, Corey, what about you? How do you find balance?
Man, similar to what James said, for real. Like, when he was saying that, I'm like, man, I can't even say anything else.
This is real.
I was going to say the same thing. It's like, man.
Touche.
Touche. Pretty much. Just trying to learn, like, just really learning on the fly, man, because the one thing I learned about myself is that I haven't been, like, the best organized person.
Right.
Like, I man, yo, I'm just so spontaneous and stuff like that, and people have gotten on me, you know, through all my whole life, because I'm like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do then. All right, let's do this. At the last minute, I've always been like that, but I'm
That's
learning.
Why I send calendar invites.
I don't pay them shits no attention.
Right. Right, like a calendar invite is the end all be all.
It is.
Right.
It's just like the marriage ceremony, huh? The calendar invite.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Yeah. Put it on the calendar. Y'all come on out.
Right. You can't get married on Thursday. He booked up.
Right. Yeah. Right. See, some if you didn't accept it, you're not coming. My bad, go ahead and plug that in.
Nah, you straight. But yeah, basically, man, it's just I've come to know that about myself. Like, at least I acknowledge it. And so I'm getting better about organization and organizing things, but I still don't know, though, for real. Yeah. Because this is so much that, like, comes up, man. And I think a lot of time, man, my relationships and stuff like that with, like, my family and stuff has been suffering because, like, I can be about to do something with them, but then something may come up with the business. I'm like, well, I got to get this money, you know, and I got to learn. I need this experience. It's not even always about the money. It's just about the experience propelling me, you know, to something else. So,
the opportunity.
Yeah, the opportunity. Exactly, man.
So much, man.
Yeah, man. So it's kind of hard. So, I like Jamie said, man, I don't know how – I don't know the right or wrong things in regards to that.
Yeah, it's still a learning process.
For sure.
What about you, E?
I think the biggest tool that I use to find balance is to be as efficient as possible with all my time. Meaning, I'll give you an example. So I take the train to work, which is about a 30-minute ride each way. Mm-hmm. So while I'm on the train, you know, I'm handling business on my phone, you know, either, you know, booking sessions or, you know, anything that I can do from my phone, you know, checking emails, sending out emails, scheduling things up, you know, anything that doesn't require me to be, you know, with another person or physically in front of a computer. I handle like a lot of administrative stuff while I'm on the train. And then even when I have like lunch break, you know, I may do some reading or studying or do some follow-up phone calls during that time. And then when I get home, you know, if I have a client to train, then I'll take care of that. Or, you know, any work that I need to do on the computer.
Hold on a second. Did that brother just say train? Did we not mention that? Did we not mention that in his
which
portfolio? Part? I ain't hear the part about training. So you training folks too?
We didn't say that?
No. No, you didn't.
Oh.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I'm a...
No.
Jesus Christ.
I don't think we said that.
No, I didn't say that. Didn't say that. You know.
Yes, I'm a personal trainer.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to make my own list of stuff.
Yeah.
I've been a certified personal trainer, personal fitness trainer for at least 10 years now.
Yeah.
So, yes, I do have clients that I train throughout the week as well.
As he digresses.
Yeah, part of the digression there. And then, you know, again, if it's stuff that I need to do on the computer, you know, I take care of that once I get home. But I have a cutoff time, you know, because I work out first thing in the morning. So I do that before I even go into work. So that's like 6 o'clock in the morning. So I got to get to bed early so I can get enough rest to get up. So I cut my time off like no later than 10 o'clock. And so usually Monday through Friday, sometimes even Saturday, is kind of grind mode and community activism. Sundays, I just cut off. Like, that's the day that I'm just resting. You know, I'm talking to fam, or I might talk to fam throughout the week as well, or, you know, whoever. But Sunday is that rest day to where I recharge my battery. But also what I've started trying to do is, you know, incorporate my relationships, like friends, family, whoever, into the things that I'm working on. So that now, okay, we're building together. We're still getting time together. And so now it's kind of not necessarily killing two birds with one stone, but, you know, I'm bringing those different circles together to help balance all those things out. So one isn't necessarily exclusive of the other.
So you kind of led into one of the other questions too, and was going to say, you know, what tools do you use to maximize your time. And, you know, I notice tools are not just a piece of equipment. Tools is what you use. Your tools is in your mind, your scheduling, on how you maximize. And when you said it, even though I'm at a place where I don't feel like I know exactly how to balance, I can always name the things I'm using currently to help me get to that point. So, like, with me, one of the things I'm doing, I can't even lie, my phone and my iPad probably, like, goes everywhere with me. I don't carry a computer. I have an iPad, and that's like, my lifeline. I take it everywhere. Like, a lot of times I get documents that I need to sign. And, you know, a lot of times I get an email. They're like, well, hey, print this document out, scan it in, and then email it back. And, you know, because of technology, I sign it right there, shoot it right back. And they're like, how'd you do it so fast? I mean, it's more convenient. So sometimes, you know, I use the convenience factor with my, you know, business life to try to make things a lot easier. And like he said, I like what he said. He takes the train to work. So if I work downtown sometimes, he works downtown. What you say? That's a 30-minute train ride?
Yeah, roughly 30 minutes.
Roughly 30 minutes is probably about 15, 20-minute ride, car ride. The difference is I have to drive. I can't do two things at the same time. So I'm driving. So that's a waste of 15 minutes or 20 minutes. I could be doing something else when E is being productive during that time. And I really like that. That's really dope. Along with that, one of the things I also do is, like, if I'm working at home now, I actually fix one of my rooms in my house as a little office, because I find that if I'm on the couch, I seem to stray a lot. But if I sit in the office, I don't feel like I'm at work. But I also know I'm at home, so it's a little bit more comfortable. Mm. And I like this morning, I got up about 7:30, you know, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to just go in the office. So I pull out the laptop, pull out the iPad, you know, I'm just working. But I feel comfortable because I'm at home. You know, I'm in my pajamas, but I'm working. I'm getting
work done. You ain't got to drive.
I ain't got to drive nowhere. So that's another thing maybe, you know, some people may look at, but that's what I do. And when it comes down to, like, just management of time, one of the things I try to do now is, like you said, at night, I try to cut myself off of, say, for instance, electronics, and I try to go to something like paper. So at night, I might try to read. But then I say at the same time, it depends, because a lot of times you fall asleep reading. I want to get the most out of that. So I'm trying to find that balance. When can I read and get the most out of it, but at the same time have a time? You know, and it's important to have downtime. So, again, it goes back to me still not knowing, but I'm trying. I'm trying to figure out that balance. But at the same time, you still got family. I still got to give my family what they need. You know, they can't be neglected. They're here for you. So, my friends, and that's, he said something that was so major to me, the fact that you include the people that are close to you. And that's what I do. Like, I'll call him in a minute. I need to come by. We need to holler about some business stuff. Even though we're going to chop it up about whatever, we still going to chop it up business. Because right now, that's so detrimental for us at our ages and what we're trying to do to accomplish, that we have to enlist that in anything. When we have a fellas night out and we just go grab wings and a drink or something, we still going to talk about something business, because that's our life. And what better way to bring it up to people that care about you and love you than not bring that stuff up, because it's important to you.
That's real.
So what about you, Corey? What kind of tools do you use to try to balance your life out?
That camera lens?
And it's funny you say that, man, because, like, my relationship with my family has been enhanced because of the camera.
Oh, wow, that's dope.
Because they want to be in front of the camera.
Yeah, or I bring, not necessarily that they want to be in front of it. I mean, I guess I've been doing what you said. I didn't think about it. Like, I bring it around them, and, like, they are willing to get in front of the camera. Now, like, I got a good relationship, an even better relationship with my nephew, because he's involved with the camera and stuff like that. So, man, when you said, I'm like, well, damn, like, that makes a lot of sense, man. So, you know, I've had, like, conversations that I had with my pops, or, you know, my brother or whatever, the junk you seen, just some little junk like that, that it helps build a relationship from that camera being a tool. And I'm always on my phone. I mean, I don't do, like, the calendar stuff, but I'm always on the notes. And, you know,
he is the king of calendars,
right? And you know, anytime that I have some downtime, I get some reading done. Yeah, you know, so, like, if I'm on a break from the job or whatever, or if I'm riding with somebody, anything like that, man, I just read, like, an article or something like that, or send some emails on something like that, man. I try to make the most of my time as well, because I just feel like you constantly got to invest in yourself, you know. And a lot of times, man, you know, we just waste a lot of time. I don't watch TV anymore. Like I haven't had cable to like 4-5 years, man. And I realized that TV took a big chunk out of my life, man. I won't get shit done.
I mean, it takes a lot out of most people's time because, you know, you watch, most people when they watch a show, and I know I used to be like this too when I was watching shows, I like to binge watch shows, mm-hmm. you know, especially when it's streaming and you don't have to wait for it. So, and especially, you know, those of us who may be sports fanatics, you know, that's a couple days out of your week dedicated to just watching sports. So that's a lot of time mm-hmm. that's gone wasted. So, you know, a lot of people always ask me, well, man, how do you always get all this stuff done? It's because I eliminate the bullshit waste time and I squeeze the juice out of all the hours that I have throughout the day and still get at least a good 7 hours of sleep every night. I just maximize my time.
I want to make sure I'm saying this right, but I had a conversation with Corey one day. We were talking, and I believe you told me that your camera's not just your tool to make money, but sometimes like therapy. Like you'll take pictures of this stuff. Just, you know, did I say that right, Corey?
Yeah, man. It's definitely therapeutic because like I literally look at life differently now. You know. I look at it differently now, man, and it's definitely an outlet, man, to just get things off my chest. Like I used to do videos when I'm on there just talking and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And that may help somebody else and stuff like that. Or just taking pictures, like you said, something and writing a caption in there. And I use that picture to talk about myself. You know what I'm saying? And like through quote unquote art or like a candid photo, people may be more receptive to hearing my story. Whereas any other time, they may not want to hear my story. But if I put something visually appeasing to them or that's interesting to them, they may be more receptive to learning some shit about me, you know, understanding what I'm going through, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
No, I'm with that, man. Some of the things y'all are talking about, like TV and stuff, I have changed a lot of my ways to try to maximize. So, like, instead of just totally cutting it out, I try to change it to, you know, enhance me. So like I was one of those people that used to look at like Facebook and Instagram and stuff, and I still do, but now when I look at it, I have different things I look at. So before, you know, as a man, you're gonna look at different things. You probably look at women, or you might look at, you know, whatever, your friends or whatnot. And when I used to scroll through, it'd be that. But now most of my stuff is about entrepreneurship, businesses. So now if I am looking at it, at least I'm getting something from it.
Yeah, you get some edification.
Exactly. Right? Like if I'm looking at TV, I'm looking at Shark Tank, and I'm looking at
maybe some documentaries.
Or, yeah. Fast Money. I don't know if you ever checked that out on
MSNBC?
Yeah, MSNBC. Just to enhance the way I'm thinking, because what you hear is what you're gonna do.
Absolutely. That's a key point, because everything that you experience, mm-hmm. whether you're hearing it, looking at it, whatever, that influences how you think. And how you think determines the actions and the decisions that you make. So if you're filling your mind and you're surrounding yourself with bullshit or bullshit people, then your actions are probably going to be bullshit.
Right.
And then your balance is off.
Right. But that kind of segues into another question. What things are going neglected because of the drive that we all have for our passions and our dreams that we're pursuing?
Relationships for me. I definitely say, man, well, I ain't gonna say it's neglected. I think the time being spent with people is has changed because of that, you know, because of your drive and stuff like that.
That's called neglect.
Well, neglect. I just try to use like a better term, how y'all be using all these terms and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
That's about right for that. That's neglect.
I just wanted to sell better. I ain't want to sell this bad, man. Yeah, man. But that's pretty much what it is for me, man, because it's like I feel as though, and that's why I said it's definitely new to me, and I'm learning, because I feel as though like I waste a lot of time in my life.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm trying to get it all back now.
Dude, I'm
you know.
I'm so with you on that.
Yeah,
I feel the same way.
So a lot of that is like you know, being neglected because of that. You know, and I just feel as though if I put in a lot of work right now, you know, why I still have a lot of energy and stuff, it would be better later on. But shoot, what if later on don't come? And what if I, like, I put in all this work and the people or the things I neglect, it's over before I get to that point. You know what I'm saying? Right, and that's just right. real conversation, real that's things real. That I had that's to real. Have with myself. So.
I mean, I think it goes back to what we were talking about on the previous podcast where, you know, we were talking about police officers in that example where you spend so much time and energy and you have so much stress from the job that your home life becomes neglected mm-hmm. and it leads to a higher divorce rate. So I see that a lot of times, even in corporate America, where you have people that are putting so much time, like especially managers, CEOs, whatever the case may be, you're putting so much time and energy into the office that you're not putting that time into your family, and you end up losing that. So it becomes very detrimental and it becomes kind of pointless to a T because, okay, yes, you've achieved this certain level of stature at your career, but now it's just you by yourself at the top of that mountain solo.
I think you're both right. I just think that some things that you neglect are sacrifice. So would y'all say a sacrifice and neglect the same thing? Because, like, I'm neglecting fun, but I know I'm neglecting it for a good reason. Like, I could easily, let's go out, you know, kick it or something, but I'm at the house reading or I'm at the house working on an app or something. I'm like, that's neglecting my personal time.
Yeah, I mean, and that's not to say that it's a negative thing in that example because these are temporary sacrifices right, for right. long-term goals.
But should there be a balance with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, whatever it is that you enjoy doing, I mean, you have to have some way to decompress from all the weight that's on your shoulders. I mean, eventually, if you continue to just carry that weight and carry that weight, then eventually those shoulders are going to start to crumble. Yeah. So you have to have a way to decompress, whether that's, you know, going out and socializing, going to a movie, or just sitting down and just zoning out. You have to have something to kind of offset all the weight of these endeavors that we have our hands in, because it can be a lot of weight. You know, it's not necessarily a bad thing. These are things that we chose to do and that we get enjoyment out of, but it does require a lot of energy.
I think when I decompress, there's a couple things I do. I know one is I actually set my phone to the side and I don't even look at it. Hmm. I'll go and watch TV. I'm like, I'm done. Cause I know it's like, you get to a point, you're like, man, I just gotta stop.
Yeah, you feel it. You're like, you know what? I'm spent.
I can't even. It don't last long. I ain't gonna lie, because then, you know, after a while, your entrepreneurship.
I'm missing something.
It's long enough to watch a couple shows, and I'm like,
back to it. I'm good now.
Back to it, you know.
But that's all you need. You know, you just need a recharge. It's like charging your phone up. You ain't got to leave your phone on charge for, you know, 7 or 8 hours, but just long enough to get it back to 100%, so you got some juice to get you through that next series.
I play the game. Yeah. I'm still a gamer.
Still on them sticks.
I'm still on them sticks, so I play the game. That gets my mind off of things. When I get the possibility, when I get the opportunity, I try to go play a little ball. So that's usually my ways. What about you, Corey? Any things you
Shoot, man. It's funny, man, because even though I don't watch TV per se, like, I watch movies. Mm-hmm. But it's almost like I can't escape what I'm trying to do, because what I use a camera for, even though I'm watching the movie for entertainment, I'm still like,
I'm analyzing.
Like, how they like that? How they like that subject?
And then you
right
start
there?
Doing some research.
Yeah, man, I started doing some research, man. But like, and I used to play ball, but you know, after I ruptured my Achilles, man, it's just been fear, man, because I ain't really trying to go through that again.
Well, I know, I got you.
So I haven't like done that. I gave up the sticks a while ago too, man, because like, I spent all my time doing it. Like, I just got addicted to it, man. Like, yo, what's up? Run it, yo. You know, with them thumbs looking like, yeah, you know. So I had to, I gave that up too, man. But I think, man, just like listening to like music, listening like the binaural like sound, like, and trying to meditate some too, man, is the way I kind of decompress, man. I sit there, even if it ain't number like 5 or 10 minutes, man, I put like my headphones in, play some of them binaural beats and stuff, like 528 hertz and stuff, like the frequencies and stuff like that, and just like zone off for a little minute.
What does binaural mean?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know exactly what it is. It's just like these different tones and stuff, man. That's what it's called.
Or something.
Yeah, man, that's what they call it. But it's like these different tones and stuff, man. Like, you know, they say the world, the Earth, kind of makes this 528 hertz like frequency sound or some something like that, man. It's like soothing, man. It puts you in a like a relaxed state.
So it's like some sort of tones that vibe with some sort of frequency in your neurons throughout your body.
Yeah, man. It calms you, and it definitely calms you, man. Because when I tried, I'm like, man, what is this? But when I actually gave it a shot, like, dad, it don't do have me like relaxed and stuff. And you know, I closed my eyes and that just. This is different, man. So I'm like, oh, that's the shit they've been talking about.
I don't know if y'all ever done this before, but it's funny because I've only started doing this now as I gotten older. But have y'all ever just gotten a car from work or whatever, not listening to nothing? Just ride around, nothing?
Yes.
Sure. Man, peaceful. I do. Sometimes I just cut everything off and I'm just riding. Just me.
Something soothing about silence.
It is.
I never knew it till I got older, man. Sometimes it's just you respect it more later in life or something. I don't know.
Man, it's like I sent this picture to y'all a while back, but it said the things that you enjoyed as a child, or the things that you thought were punishment as a child, are enjoyment now.
Naps.
Yeah. Yo, you hated naps.
Oh,
as a kid. I love them, man.
Oh, man, I take a nap right now.
Yo, for real, man.
You hated silence as a kid. You love silence now. You hated being outside the group or being by yourself when you was a kid. Now you love solitude.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny.
That's true.
This may be a little off, but like being the end thing when you was younger, now I don't care what nobody think. I got my own. That's me.
Right. That's
it's
maturity.
All about who I am.
That's maturity.
You ain't got to like my style. I like it.
That's knowing who you are. You know, that's just self-awareness because you got people our age, they still on that though.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Nobody says you can't follow a trend, but still make it your trend, your way.
Right. I'm going to tell you what I do. I got a few things I use to kind of decompress and just kind of zone out. One is listening to music. I like singing, so I get a little.
What the hell? Hold on. I know you for how long? I ain't never heard you sing. Like, what?
I ain't say in public.
Oh, I'm just about to say.
Nah.
Just wait a minute.
I heard that. So you be playing on the keyboard and singing too?
I haven't mastered the art of being able to play the keyboard and sing at the same time.
Okay.
But I do get on the keys every now and then. That's another way to decompress. But yeah, I like to last night, you know, pull me up a little drink, throw on my R&B, my 90s R&B, and just start, you know, having my own little personal karaoke. Yeah. So that's, you know, one way I like to zone out. And then I got these plug-in massagers.
Wait a minute, guys. Hold on. Let me tell you. Wow. So I never forget. One day, E calls me up. Like, yeah, y'all come by the crib. We're gonna talk about something. I don't know. We're business something. And we walk in the door. And when you walk into somebody's house, usually you got the lights on. You know, the regular LED lights or whatever. Not E. He has the ambient blue lighting in his house.
Word.
And it's real dim. Like, I'm like, was you waiting on us or somebody else come over? And as we walk in the door, he's set up on his couch with like these massages with blue lights on it for his back and his neck. And then he has his feet in a massager thing as well. I'm like, dude looked like he was at a spa. Relaxing him off. And I almost wanted to leave because I was jealous.
I ain't gonna lie, man. One day I was over there with him. And I didn't move for like 30 minutes, man. I wanted to take him with me, man. I was like, yo, listen.
Dude,
I know I said
Corey has said in the joints too.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, you look so at peace, man.
Very, man. Like, that's something peaceful, man. I was like, man, I don't want to pay, you know, $50 every time I want a massage. Let me just go ahead and get my own massage, just plug them in, you know, have my little drink right there, have my music going. Man, I'm a man at peace when I got that. So relaxing. But that's how I decompress and zone out and relax, man. That and, you know, every now and then I listen to some audio books. I'll do some writing. You know, I do a lot of writing, you know, things I dream about, just, you know, thoughts, things that I'm thinking about. And all that just kind of helps me just wind down and just kind of stay mellow, stay balanced.
A lot of times my brother come up and visit me from Fayetteville. And I had to ask him one day. A lot of times he would just go outside, he'll open my garage up and pull out like a little lawn chair or something. He'll sit there. And I'm like, yo, why do you do this? And he was like, man, sometimes I just want to enjoy what God made. You know, I just want to sit out here and just, you know, I'll watch a car go by. He's like, man, I'm so in tune with work and life and my kids that I don't get to enjoy the stuff around me that's just natural. And I was like, that is real, man. Just to hear people say like the things you miss because of life.
Yeah,
because of what you're unbalanced with.
Yeah, you kind of take things for granted. You're like just staring up at a blue sky. You're listening to birds chirp. I mean, I know it might sound a little off for some people, but you know, you learn to appreciate those things, especially as you get older. Because now, you know, once you do get older, you're not as busy as you once were. And, you know, you don't have the same energy that you did, so you're forced to slow down and appreciate those things.
Because those same things we're talking about, if you incorporated your busy lifestyles with those things, it might be better. Like, have y'all ever had a good day and took your laptop outside or something?
Oh, yes.
It's actually pretty nice. It's pretty kind of mellowing to have that different atmosphere along with your work.
Yeah, go sit by the pool and, you know, take your laptop. Just change your environment. But let me ask y'all this. So, because I know y'all mentioned that, you know, you're still trying to find a way to balance all this out. So what things are you doing differently or going to do differently to try to regain that balance?
One thing I have been working, I've been doing pretty good with time management.
Yes.
Time management.
Tell us about that.
Well, E knows, and he's going to be modest with it, but I used to be very late all the time.
You were late today.
But I've been doing good, though, E. Been doing good.
I give you that.
You know, things happen. But, no, I mean, one of the things is just time management and being able to say no. And that's one of the things that's kind of big on me. Not knowing the sense of just know to yourself, like, if something comes up, some things you can't do. You just can't do everything. And sometimes you want to, but you just can't. And you have to learn to prioritize. And that's something I'm trying to do is just, one, continue to be more on time, two, and learn to prioritize and, you know that I can't do everything. Because I'll get mad if I can't do something. Like, shoot, I really want to do that, man. And I start thinking of a way, and then I start saying yes to both. Then I'm like, well, if I go to here for an hour, then I leave here. It's
then you end up running late for something.
Yeah, so it's just like, you know, I think that's probably one of the best things for me to do, just keep doing that.
And actually, all that kind of goes hand in hand. Now that I think about it, I mean, when you say no to stuff, that frees up your time to do other things, and then you prioritize those things. Really? What about you, Gore?
Just listening to y'all, having a cutoff time. I was just listening to y'all. I don't have a cutoff time. It's just like whenever I get tired. But like if I set a cutoff time, that'll help me with my organization that I need to get better with, that I told y'all about. So it would be more structured. In a sense, you know, because like I said, man, I've never really been a structured type person like that, man. When this has come from, I mean, of course, I went to school and go to job or whatever, but outside of that, man, this is like whatever. This is kind of like lackadaisical type of person, man. So, but that's not going to work, and it's not going to make me be successful with a business and stuff like that. So I need to be more structured, man, and I'm definitely going to start having like a cutoff time, you know what I'm saying?
What about you, E? Anything you're going to add or continue to work on?
No, I think definitely within the past year, couple years, one of the things that I've noticed that has benefited is, you know, one of the things that I mentioned earlier is incorporating my relationships, you know, my friends and family into the things that I'm working on. So that way, you know, we're spending time together, but we're also accomplishing your goals together, because there's things that obviously they can help me out with, but I can help them out with as well. You know, one hand feed the other, both wash the face. And so, you know, by doing that, the community starts to grow together, the family starts to grow together, and you actually notice that, like you mentioned, Corey, with you and your brother or your nephew, it starts to actually strengthen those relationships, because now you have different things that you can bond with. So I'm definitely going to continue doing that. As far as differences, no, I don't have anything different. Maybe getting back into doing more outdoors type things when the weather warms up, but yeah, just getting outdoors more.
Cool.
So with that, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna go ahead and get ready and wrap it up. So hopefully by listening to this, because I know especially a lot of people in our circle have a lot of things they're trying to balance on their plate. They're trying to play that balancing act too. So hopefully by listening to this, you can incorporate some of these tools and techniques that we've given you so that you can get your life back in sync if you feel that you're a little off balance. And as always, this is the Hidden Truths Podcast. Once again, we want to thank my man Corey for coming through and blazing the scene today as well.
Appreciate it, man. Come back, man. Come back.
Thanks for having me, man. I definitely had a good time enjoying myself, man. Thank y'all.
Always, man. You're one of the brothers, man. So anytime.
Indeed.
So you can always find us on social media platforms, Hidden Truths Podcast, and all listening platforms, Hidden Truths Podcast. As always, kings and queens, stay up. We out.